You know, you've written a lot recently that physicists have learned that matter, you use the word weird, is weird stuff. I mean, what do you mean when you say that? And what would that have to do with a religious sensibility or an idea of what you describe as the mind or the soul or spirit behind the world?
Well, when I say weird stuff, I simply refer to quantum mechanics. I mean, that's that when you look at individual atoms, they don't behave like little billiard balls. They behave in a weird way. They sometimes flow like liquids and sometimes they are in two places at once. And I mean, they just don't behave in the way that big objects behave. So that's what I mean by being weird. They follow the rules of quantum mechanics, which are quite different from the sort of common sense view of what things should do. And if you take the particles, I mean, things smaller than atoms, they can just go out of existence completely and then suddenly reappear. That happens all the time. So it is weird. I mean, certainly it doesn't correspond to the way things behave in normal life. And, of course, they are unpredictable in that all the time they are making choices. When you have an atom, say a uranium atom, which is unstable, that means that it can disintegrate and it's radioactive. And uranium atom has a certain chance that it will disintegrate within the next hour, but there's absolutely no way to tell whether or not it will happen.
So would that be one of your definitions of a weird behavior?
Yes.
Okay.
That it just makes up its mind.
All right.
That I use that phrase deliberately. Mm-hmm. It's as if it had a mind of its own, that
right.
The atom sits there on the table, and you can observe it, and then at some particular moment you see it's changed its nature quite suddenly, and as far as we know, it is a free choice. The atom has a free choice either to disintegrate within that hour or not. It may last for a billion years before it disintegrates. So that element of free choice seems to be absolutely inherent in the world. And so it's my conjecture that that has something to do with the existence of human minds, that, I mean, we have this strong feeling that we have free choice. We can decide to take part in an interview, or we could say no. I could have said no instead of saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was my choice. And so now I've said yes, so I'm stuck with it. But anyhow, I think it's reasonable. I don't say it's proved, but I think it's reasonable to imagine there's some connection there, that our minds are in some way sort of machines for converting the free choices that are made by individual atoms into our purpose. So that seems to be a reasonable view. And then, of course, you can go one stage further and say, well, since mind seems somehow to be built into every atom in some rudimentary way, it's probably also built into the universe as a whole, that the universe probably does have a mind in some fashion. And that's what Einstein said, and I think I would agree with it.
Einstein said that, but would he want to engage in the discussion that you just, this description that you just gave me of the willfulness of nature, of particles?
No.
All right.
For some reason, that didn't appeal to him. No, mm-hmm. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. But I guess what you're saying is that even so, his largest possible idea of mind seems to be compatible with what physics has learned even since his death.
Oh, yes. No, it certainly is compatible. What is not compatible was his belief in strict causality.
Okay.